you. It's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Kevin Frazier's Entertainment Report, brought to you by Crest. Visit blackamericaweb.com to enter to win a glamorous trip for two to the 2012 Essence Music Festival. Brought to you by New Crest 3D White Glamorous White Toothpaste that shines to brighten your smile in just one day. No purchase necessary. Ends this Friday. See rules for details. From the Insider, every day. And on Tuesdays, he's on the TJMS from our Los Angeles studios. Kevin Frazier, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, by now, I know you heard about the drama that went on at the Billboard Music Awards concerning Ray J and Whitney's family.
What happened, Kevin?
Well, Ray J claims that Pat Houston wanted him physically removed because he was sitting too close to the family just moments before the Whitney Houston tribute.
Man can't sit where he wants?
Well, here's the thing. He came in and he sat where he wanted to, but it wasn't where the production staff wanted him to sit. He sat in one of the seats, where one of the six seats that was allotted for Whitney's family. Now, the thing is, Whitney's family didn't even care. Pat didn't care. They didn't even realize it. But just moments before the Whitney tribute, the production staff came over and they said, "Hey, Ray, you're in the wrong seats. We're going to need you to move." Well, Ray said, "I'm not moving. This is where I'm sitting." They said, "Well, hold on. We're going to have to get hotel security." So they go get hotel security. Hotel security comes down and says, "Hey, Ray, you got to move." Ray says, "I'm not moving." Now, while all this is going on, Chrissy, her boyfriend, Pat, her husband, they're all seated and they're really not paying attention to Ray J. I immediately, when I saw the story, I contacted Pat Houston and I talked to her about it. And she said, "You know what? I don't pay attention to Ray. I wasn't paying attention to Ray." Well, all of a sudden, the hotel security calls the police because the production staff says, "Ray, you have a ticket for another section. You got to go. If you're not going to move, you're going in handcuffs." At that point, Pat's security saw what was going on, came over, notified Pat. Pat said, "Hey, I have those tickets. Ray can stay. Please, police, stand down." Now, you're hearing all over the web that Pat Houston wanted Ray J removed. She had no idea. She told me she had no idea what was going on. When she realized, she said, "I have the tickets for those seats. I don't care. We're fine. Let Ray sit there." She says it was the production staff that wanted Ray moved out of a seat that was a television seat where he would be seen. And that's the big thing, was getting him out of that seat where he would be seen.
Everybody else is reporting that Pat was upset because of the relationship that Ray J had with Whitney.
Pat did not care at all. She was like, "Ray, you want to sit there? Sit there. Do your thing. It's your business. I'm here for the Whitney tribute." And she told me, she's like, "I'm a woman of dignity and order. I just don't want any madness."
Well, that's good.
She didn't want anything
get
to do with
straight,
madness.
Kevin. You're the only person that's straightening this thing out. That's why you're on the Insider. Thank you.
But that's why you got to go talk to Pat Houston.
Yeah.
And that's what other people can't do. Ray J, always available for comment, by the way. All right, let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. And let's talk about the situation going on in Atlanta with Usher and Tamika and this custody battle. And it's gotten out of control. In court yesterday, Usher broke down. You know, you might have heard last week he talked about his wife burning through 11 nannies in 2 years, that, you know, claims of physical abuse. And this is Usher on the stand talking about his wife attacking his manager. Listen to this.
"She continued to swing, spit. She pulled the door open and began to pull Miss Miguel and hit her, or to swing at her. I, at that point, got out of the car, came around to the passenger side and stood in between the two of them and shut the door. And Tamika hit me, of course. I did not press charges, as I didn't want to be known for putting the children's mother in jail."
So this thing has really spun out of control. And Usher said, "You know what? I should have put her in jail because it would have fixed this entire situation." But here they are in court. He broke down. He began to cry in court yesterday. And the situation really has spun out of control. And it's being played out in front of the world. And that's the problem. Because one day, your kids are going to go on the internet and they're going to watch this back. And you wish that they could just find a way to solve it. But it just keeps rolling down a bad, bad, bad. It's like going down a drain. And the two of them are taking each other down the drain and really damaging their reputations. Usher went from the Billboard Music Awards to the courtroom. And in the courtroom, he just really, he was guns a-blazing yesterday, telling how out of control his ex-wife is. His ex-wife is coming back saying, oh, he's using marijuana and ecstasy. It's just, I hate to see it. You hate to see it. Mm-hmm. But that's the way love goes when you marry somebody you shouldn't have married.
Wow.
And those two little boys.
Yeah.
Those two little boys.
And not to mention her children that he was close to.
Yeah. Yeah. I think his boys are five and...
Yeah, they're still...
And three or something like that.
They're little. They're still small.
Yeah.
But they've seen a lifetime of madness already.
Yeah.
And there's more to come because they're still in court.
Now, you got that soundbite. Is it on TV?
Oh, no. You have to go into the courtroom, and we send cameras into the courtroom to make sure we see it. But then, of course, it's everywhere after you're in the courtroom. Yeah. Lots of folks playing it back. It's sad time.
Yeah. All right. Kevin Frazier, good job. Every day on the insider, every Tuesday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.